that a lot of people get really down on themselves and think that they're not, again, the pretty enough, talent enough, all these enoughs, and that their life is so shitty in comparison to who they're following. But remember, like, Instagram is basically a highlight reel. If you peel back a lot of the layers of what really happens in real life, in real time, it's very, very different than what you see. I think it can really play like a lot of mind tricks on people, and it can take people down a really, really bad rabbit hole, a black hole of depression and feeling unworthy and not good enough. And if that is happening to you, which is my point, stop following those people, because if they're making you feel bad about your life, then that's not the right thing that you should be following or looking at, and really curate your, you know, your algorithm.
You're listening to the On Call Empath Show.
And we are back for another episode of the On Call Empath. Please share and subscribe to this podcast. This thing is growing, and I just wanted to keep it going. And my commitment is to come out with a new episode every week for you guys. And this week, we're going to be tackling how to bring up your self-worth, especially after trauma. Being an empath, when you've been put down all your life, you're kind of looking to other people to guide you, especially, you know, when we're born. What I've noticed, the first, you know, couple years of our lives, we look to other people, mainly our parents, then our friends, to kind of define us, to give us identity, see what we like, what we don't like. And somewhere along the lines, what I've noticed, especially speaking to a lot of my clients that I coach, is they find a lot of their value off of social media, especially Instagram. If you scroll through Instagram, what are you going to see? You're going to see people giving advice, models, a lot of the best of the best of people. You'll never see somebody at their downest points or without makeup or just sitting there doing nothing, because that is not what people want to see. They share only the good parts of their life. Like, they'll show them on vacation, laughing with their family, but they'll never show what's really behind the scenes. So one thing I want to point out to you guys, even though you'll see a lot of the positive things on social media, a lot of that stuff is fake. And what happens is, especially influence people like empaths and trauma victims, we never feel good enough. And in this episode, we're going to take a little deeper dive on where that insecurity originated from. Where does that come from? And why do we take that as the word that we have to live with? Because at the end of the day, you do not have to be a millionaire and have a six pack and, you know, a great body and have all these cars and having these businesses. Like, this is what's feeding on social media, and this is what's causing a lot of people to feel depressed, down, unmotivated. For instance, for myself, I mean, when I first started the podcast, I was like a little ant, like among millions of other podcasts. I never felt like I was good enough. And then I'm just like, why am I even doing this? Right. You know, why even put any effort into the podcast? No one's really listening. Doesn't make any sense. Now, that mindset that I had was coming off of things that I saw off of social media. I saw all these great podcasters with millions of followers. Joe Rogan was one of them. I'm like, how could I ever get to that point? But here's the truth. The truth of the matter is, I sat down with a piece of paper and I said, what do I want to accomplish in this world? If I can do anything, and it's to help people, right? So if I did the podcast, regardless if it got millions of downloads and became really popular versus maybe nobody really listens to it and it's just not that great, what does that have to do with myself? Like, why does that tie into my self-worth? So that was the first thing that I had to conquer myself. And lo and behold, when I stopped paying attention to everybody else and all the other noises and trying to compare myself to all the top 10 podcasters out there, I just did my own thing. And that's where the magic happened. For me, at least, like after 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 episodes, I wasn't seeing any attraction with my podcast, and I was about to give up. I was about to pull the plug, but it just took one or two episodes where I started getting some big name guests. I started getting ranked, you know, in the top 10 on different channels on the internet. And then I started getting momentum. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm worth something. People are listening. I'm getting hundreds and thousands of downloads. This is good. But then once you hit that high, then you want more and a little more and it'll push it a little bit more. And you want to take it how far you can get it. Now, I'm at a point where I'm happy where I'm at. And I'm giving this particular example for me because this is very dear to me. Whether or not this podcast does really well, it has done well. And I'm more, you know, I'm so ecstatic how far it's come. I couldn't ask for anything more. But my thing is, if it doesn't go any more like further, that's fine, because my goal was to present myself to the world through this platform. And I did that. And that was like a check off my bucket list. Whether or not how popular it was or how many hate comments that I would get or how many positive comments out of this on the back end, which a lot of people don't know, got a lot of sponsorships, a lot of like deals, and met a lot of different people to network with, which opened up more doors. So you never know where life's going to take you. And so back to the clip that was said by Jen Cohen, which is one of my top podcasters of all time. It gives me a chance to step back and say, whoever's listening to this, no matter what you've been through, if you want to do something, go ahead and do it and don't try to compare yourself to other people. You should or shouldn't, those types of like words, like I should be here by this time, by this year, I should be married, by this year, I should have kids, by this year, I should have a six-figure job. I scratched all of that. Because there is no timeline, because everything that I wrote down 5 years ago, it's totally different from today. Like I'm looking at the sheet and the things that I wrote down, the vision boards that I had is totally different. And I expected my life to go a certain way, but it went a totally different direction. And it actually went a better direction, more than I can even fathom. So, you know, I got the podcast, I got my social media company, you know, I got the sponsorships, I got all this stuff coming all from that one time where I was sitting there with a piece of paper thinking if I should open a podcast to the world. And it all came from that second. Now, if I never did that, would I be 100, almost 200 episodes with 150 guests and being one of the top 10 podcasters? No, I wouldn't. Because that hurt, that insecurity that I had from way back in childhood or being an empath or whatever you want to call it, that one incident, couple incidents where it kind of shot me down. If I looked to social media for motivation, if I went to the wrong people, I wouldn't be who I am today. And it isn't about money. It isn't about fame. It's about doing what you love and presenting to the world. Let them be the judge. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you. And the insecurities you have, I'm promising you, everybody has them. Everybody starts off not being an expert. And the reason I'm doing this episode is because I know a lot of you guys that I speak to that are starting your businesses, that are starting new ventures, that are trying to get out of this rut with trauma and trying to make sense of it and start your new life with a new relationship. But you're afraid to take that first step because you know somewhere inside, deep inside, you're not good enough. You're going to fail. The floor is going to fall under you. And that, my friends, is totally okay because I'm here to tell you it is very normal. I've been through it and it passes. And you might be listening to this and you're like, it may work for other people, but I just don't feel good enough. You know, there's something that happened to you maybe a long time ago. You're dealing right now with a lot of like bills, depression, you know, you're a single parent and you're just trying to make the best out of life. I get it. It's like everything's coming towards you. So wrapping up here, I'm going to give you a couple points on what you can do to get out of this rut, this mindset of always feeling like you're not good enough, or then running through the Instagram or the social media, Facebook, and trying to find your worth there. Instead of doing that, check these out. Number one, stay in your lane, meaning when you have something that you want to do, go into laser mode and just focus on it. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Don't worry about making it big. Don't try to do everything at once. Focus on one thing, just one thing only. If it's opening a business, write down one thing, one niche that you want to do. If it's, you know, being more, you know, more fit, you know, eating healthy, what is one meal that you can do once a week that's healthy? All I want you to do is do one thing, and then it's like one foot in front of the other, and just do that every day, just built on that. And that's how things get started. You know, you don't build a huge mansion in one day. It's brick by brick. And so to get out of this rut, you know, stay in your lane and focus on one task at a time. Number two, don't compare. Stay off the, you know, the internet. Stay off in, unfollow like Instagram people that make you feel bad, or trying to show off, or Facebook. Like, you're not them. You're your own person. And there are people, there are a niche of people, and there's a lot to go around. So you don't have to worry about a scarcity mindset. I used to have that. I'm like, there's not enough people that are going to listen to my podcast. But that was totally false. There is an audience out there, because I see the numbers every week. I know you guys are out there. It took me some time to find you guys, but I found you. And you're listening to this. If someone's listening to this, trust me, there is somebody that's into exactly what you're into, especially in today's age with the internet. So cut off all the negativity, the news, the negative followers, the people that that kind of trigger your well-being, things that make you triggered online. Stop all of that. Unfollow them. Number three, get rid of toxic people. Now, and I know that I've mentioned this in a lot of my podcasts. Sometimes it's not easy when, let's say, you're married to somebody that's, you know, that's toxic, or a boss. Those types of things, there's ways around it where you can work around that. But in general, try to be around people that are going to lift you up in life, that are good. Like, if you have a business, and you're passionate about that, get people that are passionate about that too. If you're trying to better yourself, like in health and wellness, get around people that do that. Stay away from people that take you the other direction. Studies show you are the five people you hang around with. And let me repeat that. You are the five people you hang around with. So if you're around five people and they're negative all the time, chances are you're going to be the same way. So keep on a lookout for that. Number four, focus on the now, because a lot of people don't know where you came from, right? You know, you might have been through a lot of trauma, a lot of like really bad things growing up. You may have like raised yourself, you may have had no parents, you may have had a narcissist for, you know, relationship, and having that, it makes things a lot tougher, and that's just the truth. Like, I mean, healing is a process. I don't expect people just to get over that overnight. Sometimes it's a long process, but you can do these things while healing off of that. So just keep in mind that you're in transitionary period right now. So don't try to take 10 steps ahead of you. Focus on what's in front of you only. Focus on the now, what you can control versus what you can't control. For example, you could control what you put in your body. You could control who you talk to and how you respond to people, right? Can't control the market. You can't control other people's behaviors, but you can't control a lot of other things. And that's what I want you to focus on the controllables. And finally, number five, do one thing every day that takes you closer to your goals. And that includes, like, for me, like, I write down something, you know, in my journal, and I try to do just something just a little bit more than I did the day before. For a business, I might reach out to one more client. For a podcast, I might do one extra episode for, you know, the gym. I might put in an extra couple more reps in, but just notice, like, putting in that just extra few at the end is going to make a huge difference at the end of the year. One thing you can take away from this episode is just do one extra thing at the end of the day, whether it's going to bed 5 minutes early, waking up 5 minutes early, just doing one thing and keep stacking them over. And I promise you, over a course of time, things will change. And you're hearing it. You're hearing it in my voice. If you go back to how insecure I was from my first episode to now, it's like night and day. How did I become that? I didn't take classes. I didn't go to nobody. I tried to be in competition with myself. If I can beat myself from yesterday, then I won, right? And that's what I'm asking you guys to do, especially you trauma victims. A lot of empaths out there, I know you guys got insecurity issues, and I know, like, a lot of you guys that write in that you'll start something and then you won't follow through with it. And I'm telling you that it's totally fine. Start 10 things. Find one thing that you do resonate with and go with that. I'm always here to support you guys. You know that. So if you need anything, feel free to reach out. I'm taking new coaching clients, by the way. More episodes on the way. Got some guests coming in very soon. I can't wait to share it with you guys. So with that said, always keep moving forward, and we are out.
You're listening to the On Call Empath.